Hello, citizens of Earth. I'm back again. It's been a little over a week since the last time I did this, and that's better than I've been doing, right? It's better than a couple years. So, that's good. You see, Pat O'Brien, on March 16th, 2021, this is old news now, but I just found out that he didn't get any prison time for any of the crimes that he committed in 2018. Apparently he's going to get 150 hours of community service, and he's got to pay $23,793.45 restitution, and he'll be on probation for 5 years. That's pretty good considering one charge: aggravated assault on a law enforcement officer with a deadly weapon. He could have faced 30 years in prison, apparently, just for that. And then they also found... See, I'm not sure what kind of trouble he got into over the stockpile that they found. Because on his Wikipedia page, I'm reading it right now, it just says that they found numerous weapons and ammunition that had caught fire and exploded were recovered inside O'Brien's home. One neighbor said that he seemed just like a regular neighbor. So, I don't think he actually got in trouble for any of that. But the burglary was, he could have gotten $10,000, which he's already paying over $20,000 in restitution, so... But he avoided prison time, so good for him. I wonder if he'll be back in Cannibal Corpse ever. I'm sure they still, like, associate with him. I mean, I don't know. We all have friends that do stuff. And you're like, what are you doing, man? So, I don't know. I hope he's doing okay. Anyway, you see, James Hetfield, I guess, is a COVID-19 vaccine skeptic. I wonder what that means. Let's see what it says here. This is according to Blabbermouth.net. It says... James also talked about songwriting process during the coronavirus pandemic, saying this time was a little different for sure. Cause of COVID. It's like a apostrophe cause of COVID. I know they're quoting here, but just say because. You don't have to... I don't know. I guess they really want to get it right. But because of COVID, just sitting at home and getting a little bit antsy and just feeling creative at the same time. And wanting to start, yada, yada, yada. What does it say? Yeah, stuff about the COVID vaccine. I don't know. It seems like this might be a clickbait article. I mean, not like a real one, but like... They used that headline. Oh, I'm a little skeptical of getting the vaccine, but it seems to be rolling out and people are getting it, and I've got lots of friends that have done it. Not totally sure about it, but I hope it doesn't come to a point where you have to have that COVID stamp in your passport or something to go everywhere. Well, I think you already... I don't know what the rules are yet, but I think you already need it to go to a different country, but... Yeah, so that was a little bit less exciting than I thought it was gonna be. But that's what happens when you read the news, I guess. Okay, apparently Iron Maiden was fourth in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame fan vote. I don't mean to talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame again. I'm sorry, but It seems like Iron Maiden should be in there. But, oh well. I guess they're not. I thought they were. But now that I'm looking back, I don't... Yeah, they never were inducted. So... But what I would say is they're fourth in the fan vote. And apparently, I heard Eddie Trunk say one time that, like, the fan vote is, like, only for... Like, if there's a tie or something. And then whoever got the most fan votes. And that's how they do the tiebreaker. Apparently, the fan vote doesn't mean anything. So, I guess this article is kind of unnecessary to even look at. So, sorry about that. Also, Tony Kittian. I don't know. But the lady from that Whitesnake video died, apparently. So, that's news. That's the news. Oh, and I'm doing this on Mother's Day. So, there's any mothers that care about listening to this bullshit, then happy Mother's Day. Oh, here's a headline that says that Alex Van Halen is spending his first birthday without his brother. He's turning 68. Well, he turned 68 on May 8th. But, I mean, he's older than Eddie, so it can't be his first birthday without Eddie. He had a few at the beginning there. Oh, and the Misfits are supposed to be one of the headliners for the Aftershock Festival this year, which I think sounds pretty awesome. The Misfits with Glenn Danzig singing. So, if you're in the Sacramento, California area during that time, I believe the date of the shows are between October 7th and the 10th. Yeah. So, that sounds like fun. I won't be attending, probably, because I don't know if I'll make it to California in October, but that sounds pretty good. And Metallica is the other headliner, and also Social Distortion is playing, Suicidal Tendencies, Rancid, Volbeat. So a weird mix of metal and punk rock from the 90s on here. But it looks like it's going to be a pretty good show. But the Thursday night show with Limp Bizkit headlining, that features Anthrax, Testament, and Exodus. And, I mean, it's supposed to be, what do they call it, Thursday night? Oh, it just says new in 2021, Thursday night. Apparently they're claiming Thursday night like it never existed before and they just invented it. But anyway, that just that night alone sounds amazing. And then the other nights, goes Metallica headlines Friday, Misfits Saturday, Metallica Sunday, and there's a bunch of other good bands on the thing. So I don't know why that matters, because I'm not even going to be able to go, but I just thought it sounded pretty cool. But, I hope everyone had a good week. I'm still working out how I even want to do this podcast. I might do it a few times a week. I might just do it whenever I feel like it. But I'm trying to do it at least once a week. So, if you want to write in, it's American Metal. AmericanMetalIM@gmail.com. That's American Metal I as in Incredible, M as in Masturbate @gmail.com. Have a good day and week. Maybe year. Maybe forever. I don't know. Bye.